ACA Implementation and Attacks. Welcome to the August 27th edition of Policy and Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. I'm Mary Ellen Schneider. The much-anticipated Comprehensive Primary Care Initiative has finally kicked off. Officials at the Medicare Innovation Center selected 500 primary care practices across the country to be part of the pilot program. Doctors will earn $20 per patient per month for care coordination. That includes investments in electronic health records. Dr. Stacy Zimmerman, a Clinton, Arkansas internist and pediatrician, is at one of the test practices. She said her EHR really helps with care coordination. It allows her to email the patient a visit summary and send prescriptions electronically to the pharmacy.
All of these functions are done the moment the patient exits the exam room. The result is an extremely efficient clinic that operates in a smooth and seamless manner. The doctor in our clinic no longer spends hours after clinic completing charts.
The Affordable Care Act allows the test program to be expanded nationally if it saves money while improving quality. Doctors got more good news from the feds last week, a one-year delay in when they have to comply with the second phase of an EHR incentive program, and a one-year delay in implementation of ICD-10. The incentive program, called Meaningful Use, pays Medicare and Medicaid bonuses to providers who meet certain requirements. Penalties start in 2015 for those who can comply but don't. Doctors can now take until 2014 to meet the so-called Stage 2 criteria. The feds also spelled out more clearly who can get a pass for not complying. It's mostly folks who don't have reliable internet access, a large patient base, or who practice in multiple locations. Meanwhile, the GOP ticket continues to bash health reform. Vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan, who has his own controversial Medicare reform plan, accused President Obama of cutting Medicare to fund the health reform law. And he condemned the ACA's Independent Payment Advisory Board as a further drain on Medicare. The IPAB is no favorite of doctors, who could bear the brunt of any cuts the panel recommends. Congressman Ryan revved up a New Hampshire crowd last week with his critique of the IPAB.
He puts this new board of 15 unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats that he's about to appoint who are required to cut Medicare every year in ways which will clearly lead to denied care for current seniors. His campaign calls this an achievement. Do you think raiding Medicare to pay for Obamacare and putting bureaucrats in charge of cutting it is an achievement? I don't think so either.
We'll be taking a break while the candidates gather for their national conventions. Join us again on September 10th as Congress returns to work. And that's the Policy and Practice Podcast. I'm Mary Ellen Schneider.